If you're in the Victorian Shield team, which quite rightly you should be, let's be honest, you would
Correct.
be you'd be in day one of quarantine in Adelaide, just like Simon McInerney. He joins us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. Now, you're a story we're keen to get to the bottom of, but what's quarantine looking like in Adelaide on day one?
It's not looking too bad, actually, mate. It's, we flew over yesterday on a chartered flight. And then, yeah, basically got shipped out to a hotel and walked into a room each and we settled in here. And it's okay. We'll be able to go out and train every couple of days. So that'll get us through, I think.
Where will you do the training?
I think at Adelaide Oval.
Okay, that's good.
But as with everything at the moment, it's ever-changing. So we'll be flexible and agile, as they say, and adapt to what comes.
So, Simon, tell me, how many players have essentially been put in this quarantine situation in a squad of how many?
We've got a squad of 18 that travelled yesterday.
Okay. So you've made that squad of 18. It's an incredible achievement considering where you were at 6 months ago. Just explain to us all your path since the end of last summer and your decision to come to Melbourne with essentially no promises at all.
Yeah, so I was let go from the West Australian team at the end of last season and then basically just weighed up where I wanted to go with my cricket. And I guess when you do lose your contract, it sort of begs the question, how bad do you want it or how bad do you want to chase a career and pursue a career? So I waited up with my family and friends and decided to make the move over to Melbourne to pursue a few opportunities. And luckily enough, the Victorian setup welcomed me in with open arms and allowed me to train in some capacity with the main squad, as you said, without any promises. And then, yeah, was able to play a few practice games with the guys and put my best foot forward. And yeah, I've been lucky enough to be selected. So it has been a bit of a journey. And with everything going on in Melbourne at the moment, it's been probably made even more difficult. But one, I'm thankful that I've stuck to and got to this position.
Now, I've talked to Daniel about this both on the radio and off the radio about you when you first arrived, and literally within days you go into a lockdown situation where you hardly know anybody, and you're also trying to get yourself fit and be able to put your name up for potential selection. Bowling in the nets to yourself and all this, or not to yourself, but bowling to a pole and all these sorts of things. Tell us exactly what you were doing, almost going back to grassroots cricket to give yourself a chance at it.
Yeah, it was a humbling experience, Whitey. It was one that I'm actually reasonably thankful for. It got me back to really thinking about the basics of the game. And as you said, I was in a park bowling at a tree stump at one point. And yeah, it essentially for me, it was about taking accountability for where I wanted to go with my cricket. I had no high performance facility, which I've been lucky to be a part of for the past 8 or 9 seasons. It was basically me, a bag of balls and a tree stump, just trudging along the park with the occasional dog walking through the run-up or family having a picnic next door, whatever it was. But it was a humbling experience, and it does force you to get outside your comfort zone a bit and be accountable and work really hard. But for me, it was really motivating knowing that once it was announced there was a few Shield games at the start of the season, the motivation sort of went through the roof a little bit, and I sort of had something to aim for, which was really good.
And, I mean, it's a long way back too, because you've had your challenges with your rhythm and your routine and your action through the last couple of years as well. So you've overcome an enormous amount to get back to this point. I mean, how much work has gone into this, to getting back to this point, Simon, that you thought you'd ever have to put into cricket?
Yeah, it was a challenging few years. I guess going through what I did on such a public stage was incredibly difficult for me, and it did start affecting me away from cricket as well. So I guess just to take a breath was the most important thing for me. Finish my time at WA, take a breath, reset a little bit, work out where I wanted to go with things, and then, yeah, essentially just start doing the hard work and trusting that, you know, when you put in the hard yards, that the reward will come at the end of the day. And I'm still on that journey at the moment of I've ticked off one box to be a part of the Victorian setup now, but I've got, you know, bigger goals to accomplish, and I'm really keen to be a part of the Victorian setup because I've watched it from afar from the other side of the country, and it's been a cricketing setup that I've admired over the years. So to be a part of it now is incredibly special.
Well, they're also notoriously inconvenient sometimes, teammates and opposition teams. And Victoria was the team you had a pretty negative experience with against when you were bowling. Were there any players that you're currently teammates with that were part of that game that have brought it up in jest, but perhaps shouldn't have?
No, I think there's been a reasonable amount of turnover since, and it wasn't that long ago, but the demographic of the squad has certainly changed. I remember the first day I sort of walked into the gym to be a part of the squad. There was a lot of young faces who I'd never met before. And there are, of course, a few familiar ones, but I've built some really good relationships with players off the field, and that's including opposition over the time, over the years. So to have a couple of good relationships with some of the guys in here made the transition really smooth, and they've really welcomed me in with open arms, which has been fantastic.
Nice.
So, you've played 31 first-class matches and you've just turned 28. What's the role you think you can play at Victoria? Because obviously it's very different. Chris Tremaine's gone back to New South Wales. Peter Siddle's gone to Tassie. James Pattinson will probably play a fair bit of international cricket this summer. There's obviously massive opportunities there. What's the role you see yourself playing?
I guess from an on-field perspective, it's trying to be as reliable as I can and as consistent as I can and provide a bit of a pillar for the younger guys and the guys that bowl a bit more aggressively to work around me and just have that stability, senior experience and I guess to bounce ideas off as well. But I think more importantly, my role in this side can probably be a bit more of a senior guy who does have that first-class experience. We've brought a very young bowling attack over particularly, and there will be some debutants over the first few games. So trying to help those guys through, both from, you know, when we're in the heat of the battle, but also away from the game. You know, I've been through a reasonable amount throughout my time, so to try and share some of my experience with a young group, I'm really excited to do, and to also work with the older guys like Scotty Boland. I'm really excited to get in and attack those challenges head on.
Did you start to have second thoughts about where you should be ending up playing your cricket, Simon? Because the Junction Oval has become a very difficult place to bowl and get anything out of that wicket. Now, I know you're in Adelaide getting ready for a bit of hub action there to start the season, but the Junction's notoriously difficult for fast bowlers.
I reckon we had five practice games there over the last fortnight or so, and I reckon halfway through the first one I realised the Junction is a bit of a graveyard. I knew going in that it's notoriously flat, and I've played a few games there throughout my time, but unfortunately, particularly at this time of year, it's really hard to get anything out of it from a bowling perspective. So yeah, it can throw your confidence down a little bit, but it was good practice to actually play on the Junction, knowing that I think the conditions we might get here could be reasonably similar. So it's a challenging wicket, but luckily we're elsewhere at the moment.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how you go with the Vicks and, well, how the Vicks go, full stop. New coach, of course, and a new generation coming through. You've got 14 days to quarantine. Outside of training, you won't be able to do too much. What's on the Netflix watch list?
Yeah, good question. If you've got any suggestions, throw them away. I've worked my way through it because I guess we've been in, well, essentially 100 days of lockdown in Melbourne, so I've had good practice on the Netflix already. So I'm running out of options. Any suggestions, send them through, folks.
Right, we'll do that. We'll absolutely do that. The playbook's the new one you need to watch, just by the way, while you've got some time to kill. It's only about 40-minute episodes, and there's only five of them at the moment, so you need to do that. Brilliant. The first thing you need to do.
I'll get on to it for sure.
Get on to it. Good luck. So I'm always very, very keen to see how it all works out for you and for the Vicks in this season coming up in this year. Go get them.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.